You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Next up, we're going to hear more about the council's Living Well team and how it provides support in Harrogate and Craven. Here's Area Manager Linda White.
Living Well coordinators are very skilled in their engagement with people. They really care, they're passionate. They all live in the area of Harrogate and Craven, so they've got a love of their community. They've got links within the community which helps them help other people to have the same relationships within the community. The independence of people is what people are looking for themselves, but there's often times when people have lost their confidence through for very many different reasons, and they just need that little bit of time. They need somebody to believe in them, that they can do things, and I think that's what the coordinators are very good at doing. They have lots of intelligence about the community. They have a passion for people to live long, fulfilling lives. They're interested in people. They've got a very caring nature, but they don't do things for people. They help people to self-help. And they promote that sustainable independence throughout the course of their work. That's what we're trying to achieve. And I think, you know, it's the glass half full approach. And I think that they all have that sort of personality. There's a realism, because sometimes people want to do, you know, want to fly to the moon and they can't. So they're not unrealistic in their approaches. However, they raise aspirations within people and help people to see that there is life after difficulties. There is life as you're getting older. They help people build resilience. I think that's what they're really good at. It's a pleasure to work within that team. And when we start to say about Living Well coordinators, and I think, you know, when I say I'm Living Well team manager, I'm actually the Living Well coordinators coordinator, because that's how it feels. We've got a really good team approach to our work. The Living Well coordinators are very supportive of each other. The relationships within the locality teams or the social care teams, they're full of knowledge. People often come and ask for advice and information to help people they're working with. I think sometimes when I sit back and watch them functioning, you're in awe of the skills and the knowledge that they've developed in a very, very short space of time. And they've all responded well to this different way of working. This isn't a role where we do things. And because people naturally care, they want to go off and do things for people, we step back and we use those skills and knowledge that we've had through training to be able to help people to realise that they can do things themselves, and that independence is possible. And then with that comes confidence, and people then move on to all aspects of different life that they didn't think was possible or the thought was ended. It's a privilege to be around the Living Well coordinators, and it's a privilege to be inside the team. I don't come from the Harrogate area, and I think it's I've learnt a lot about a lovely community, and the same with Craven. There's a lot of natural beauty about, and people are very lucky to live here, and I think that's what the Living Well coordinators try to help people see, that there's a lot of good that's already there. They just need to utilise what is there. You know, the faith communities and our partners that we work with are just so supportive, and I think Craven and Harrogate have got a wealth of people who try to make people's lives much better. They give a lot of time. The voluntary sector is just amazing, the volunteers. And that's what we do. We connect people. We don't just do the signposting. It's making sure that the person that we're working with is doing what they want to do, but giving them a little bit of confidence and a nudge sometimes to you know, that extra phone call to say, did you do yesterday what you said you were going to do? So we follow things up. What is really remarkable is the coordinators sometimes do not realise just how much impact a little bit of that coordination that they've done has impacted on a person's life. And when I sit looking at it coldly, You can really see, and they don't give them, they're not, one of the things that our team isn't so very good at is giving themselves enough credit. They just get on with their day-to-day work and think that's what we do. But actually, when you sit back and look in, it's really powerful work that the coordinator's doing. And they're very humble about that. And I think that that is one of the characteristics that makes them they go on and they go that extra mile and put that extra little bit in to help somebody help themselves.